If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome back to the Locked On Eagles podcast. You know who it is, Teron Davenport, your host with the most. And we're here to talk some more Eagles shop. This is how we do it every day, 15 minutes, just talking Eagles. Today what we're going to do is look at some matchups on the offense and defense for the Eagles, just how their defense can match up against the offense of the Giants. I mean, this is a team that has three receivers that are arguably the best trio in the NFL. When you look at some of the guys that they have, obviously Odell Beckham Jr. is someone that pops out, and he's someone that just – he changes the way you have to play defense. So that's the first thing we're going to look at. We're going to look at just the way they need to try to bottle up Beckham. They need to make sure that they use angles of pursuit. That's something I talked to Rodney McLeod about. And when you're going against a guy that could accelerate the way Beckham can accelerate, you have to be disciplined in your angles of pursuit. And I talked to Rodney McLeod about this, and that was one of the things that he said it was really important to do, you know, maintain the angles. He actually had a situation in the first game where they didn't do that, and Beckham caught the slant and ran it in for a touchdown. But he just talked about being disciplined and still attacking, but you have to do it, you know, in the right manner and not allow a guy like Beckham to catch the football and have that space. That's really what it's all about. You have to get on top of him as soon as he catches the ball. So when they run that slant, obviously you want to undercut it. That's something that Nolan Carroll does really well. He undercuts the slant and picks it off. But this isn't exactly the best time to do that. You want to stay over top of him so that way when he catches the ball, you could bring him down immediately. Because if you give him space, you know, just a slither, a small crease, he's going to take it the distance. And he's done that numerous times. That was something I actually talked to him about, you know, just being able to catch the football and turn into a running back and get upfield as quickly as he can. And he said that that's something that he's worked on, you know, worked on his explosiveness, the mindset of, you know, being desperate to get into the end zone when you catch the football. And that's something that it clearly shows from Odell Beckham Jr. And it was an interesting conversation. You guys heard that yesterday on the show, so we won't have to get into that too much. But at the same time, it's just all about bracket coverage. And it's tough using bracket coverage on a guy like Beckham, but, you know, it's almost like pick your poison. Because there's other guys on the team that could help out and make things happen as well. But me personally, if I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm looking at just shutting Beckham down. And I want to do that early in the game to try to take him out of his game. You know, he's a guy that's a very emotional player. And a lot of these receivers that are like Beckham, you know, whether it be T.O. from back in the day, Chad Johnson, you know, DeSean Jackson, these are all guys that, you know, they play the game with a high degree of emotion. Dez Bryant as well. So really, if you're able to restrict them, you know, to limit them earlier in the game, it could help you out later in the game because, you know, these are guys that, like I said, they're emotional. And when you take them out of the game early, it could definitely factor late. But at the same time, all of the guys that I mentioned, including Beckham, can change the game with one touch of the football. And that's what you saw Beckham do against the Cowboys a couple weeks ago. I mean, he caught, that slant, and he took it the distance. And that was the way that they were able to pull ahead of the Cowboys, get them their second loss of the season. So it's all about Odell Beckham Jr. on the offensive side of things. But as we mentioned, there are other guys that they go to. One of which is a rookie receiver in Sterling Shepard. Now, Sterling Shepard is a guy that I remember from the Senior Bowl and even just throughout the year. You know, he's one of those receivers that could play inside and outside, but he's most effective from the slot position, and that's where you'll see him work a lot. He was able to beat Malcolm Jenkins. He got him turned around on a deep post route in the first game of the season. And Shepard is coming into his own, a very polished receiver. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but he definitely has the quickness and the shiftiness, the toughness as well, because he will go across the middle and make the contested catch for you. And that's something that you have to be able to do as a slot receiver. You have to be tough. You have to be able to operate in traffic and not have any fear of that big hit, because when you're playing a slot position, you're banging it inside, you know, with linebackers, with safeties, and obviously you're going to match up with defensive backs as well, you know, corners specifically. So you have to be able to, you know, have the toughness and the wherewithal to hold your own against bigger opponents in a very, very tough situation, catching the football across the middle. But that's something that Shepard has been able to do. Eli Manning has already, you know, established a nice rapport with him. He trusts him, and that's something that you have to have as a quarterback, trust in your receivers. And while we're talking about Eli Manning, you know, we have to look at what he's able to do. You know, it's clinching time. So when you look at a guy like Eli Manning, he's someone that continuously steps up in clutch situations, and this is just that for the Giants. They are looking to clinch a playoff spot, so expect a big game out of Eli Manning. And this Eagles defense, they're just going to have to continue to get to him. But the thing is, when you watch Eli Manning, he could take that beating and keep on ticking. You know, he's just like a Timex, so to speak. He's someone that will continue to come back, and he'll get up, dust himself off. He'll hang in there and, you know, take that hit, delivering the ball down the field to his receivers. That's what he does. So Eli Manning, you know, the quick catch and throw ability is there with him. So that's something that this Eagles team is going to have to be ready for. Obviously, you know, in the past, that's something that hurt them in the Cincinnati game, in the Denver, or not the Denver, but the Green Bay game as well. So these guys, the defensive backs, are going to have to play up, you know. Being physical is a mandatory thing with a guy like Sterling Shepard and with a guy like Beckham Jr. So that's something that Jalen Mills, I talked to him about this, and he said that, you know, it is very important to be physical, and they do have to, you know, have that willingness to compete. And in order to do that, they're going to have to be disruptive at the line of scrimmage. That's something they're going to have to do just to keep that timing, that rhythmic passing game from settling in the way that, you know, Eli Manning and the crew want to make that happen. Now, in addition to Sterling Shepard and Odell Beckham Jr., you have Victor Cruz, who is pretty much the old head of the group, and he's someone that still has the amazing quickness. He's not as effective as he used to be, but he did have a big catch against the Eagles in the first game as well. So when you look at Victor Cruz, he's another guy that could work the slot. He could work outside as well. They like to go down the field. You know, the double move is something that they go to with Cruz. So these Eagles defensive backs are going to have to play with discipline. You want them to be aggressive, but you have to be aggressive with discipline. And that means not jumping on the pump fakes. You know, there are situations where quarterbacks are able to move the defensive backs and get their receivers open with their eyes, with their arm, with pump fakes, and just look them off. And that's something that can't happen this week, because these Giants receivers are just simply too fast and too quick to do that against. So it's going to be a challenge for the Eagles defense. Malcolm Jenkins, Rodney McLeod, these guys have to be that last line of defense. And Jim Schwartz had some comments about McLeod, you know, wanting him to get back to that, you know, being that blur on the screen that he used to be. But in order to do that, you have to be disciplined. Discipline, discipline. It's so crucial to have discipline against this team, because they like to do the pump fakes. They like to do the double moves, and you'll see guys, you know, try to get open and make things happen. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. One of the things to the Eagles' benefit, Shane Vereen, he's been a really good receiving option, you know, since he's been in the NFL. He's not going to be with the Giants in this game. He's been placed on IR. So that takes something out of the picture. But you still have Rashad Jennings, Paul Perkins. Perkins is a guy that I thought the Eagles had some interest in. Very similar, you know, not the quickness and the long speed, but similar as far as running style to Jamaal Charles. So you thought that maybe there would be a connection there between Doug Peterson and Charles, you know, getting a guy that's a lot like that. They obviously got Wendell Smallwood. Smallwood's on IR. Turns out that wasn't a bad decision also. So that's something that you definitely want to look at. You know, Paul Perkins in this game, I think Perkins could do some things for the Giants. So, you know, he's someone that's shifty. You know, they like to get him the football outside and get him in space. So they're going to have to be ready for that, as well as Rashad Jennings. You know, Jennings is pretty much a inside runner. You know, they like to run him in between the tackles. But those are pretty much the main guys on offense that they're going to have to worry about. I think that this Eagles team, outside of Beckham Jr., match up pretty well with the Giants offense. That defense, Fletcher Cox getting the Pro Bowl mention, he's a guy that has gotten pressure. You know, he's not getting the sacks the way that you may want him to get. But you have to remember, he's an interior lineman, right? Interior linemen don't get a lot of sacks. I mean, 10 sacks from interior linemen is outstanding. Cox has 6.5, but you don't look at just sacks. You look at how many times, you know, he's getting pressure. You look at how many times he's absorbing the double team, so a guy like Brandon Graham can do what he does. Graham is also deserving of Pro Bowl mention. I mean, statistically, how he weighs up against Michael Bennett, who's been out, you know, multiple games. He missed all of November for the Seahawks, so why Bennett made it over Brandon Graham is beyond me. Graham, fortunately for the Eagles, is an alternate. So, you know, Super Bowl teams, obviously, they're not going to play, so Graham may be able to get in there. But I like the matchups there. I think Jordan Hicks and Nigel Bradham, this is a linebacker duo that has been really good for the Eagles as well. So they're going to have to be on top of it. They're going to have to pick up the crossers. That's another thing that the Giants like to do. They like to get into the rhythmic passing game and get the ball to them across the middle. So that's something to look at. And it's just going to come down to a lot of guys making plays. You know, they need to make things happen on defense, because I tell you, that's really where the game is going to be won. It's going to be won on defense. So that's the strong unit for this Eagles team. So the defense is on you. It's on you to get this victory for the Eagles. We'll see what happens. I'm Teron Davenport. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Wanted to give you a quick, just off the top of the head, conversation about the Eagles defense against the Giants offense. And tomorrow we'll kick things off with the offense against the defense. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the Locked On Eagles podcast on Audio Boom, iTunes, as well as give me that follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, theeagleswire.usatoday.com. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.